Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, the president has reposted a bunch of stuff. He's got stuff from, you know, that talks about Letitia James, stuff that does talk about peace in Gaza, stuff that talks about immigration, but nothing specific. He even reposted Rush Limbaugh thing about James Comey and some Pam Bondi stuff from the other day, but not the Blumenthal thing. So nothing specifically on him not winning the Nobel Peace Prize. But, of course, we can talk about it on Monday because I can guarantee you we'll hear something between now and Monday. Obviously, a great deal amount to talk about related to D.C., even if nothing's actually going on in D.C. David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. joining us here as he when he's not traveling or doing something fun. He's with us at 8:50 every Friday. And I encourage people to go to McClatchyDC.com to read their content. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well. Shutdown update. Give us the update. Tell us who's winning the messaging. Talk to us.
Oh, who knows? What's today? Day 10? Let's see. Started last Wednesday. Whatever. It's funny. Who's winning? I don't know. I know that yesterday it was popular to say Democrats are gaining momentum, but be honest with you, I have no idea. I mean, I'm not sure how tuned in the public is to this thing, frankly. Are the Democrats winning? It depends on your point of view. I mean, the government is shut down. Today was supposed to be payday for a lot of federal workers. It's not. Next Wednesday is payday for the military. At the moment, it's not going to be. I don't see how anybody's winning in that scenario. Yeah, they get back pay, but still, you got a mortgage to pay and bills to pay. It's rough, so I don't think anybody's winning here. The question is, what's going to finally break this logjam? Boy, Trump is probably going to break the logjam. If he comes out and says, all right, let's do a deal on health care, then I think they sit down and they resolve this thing within 24 hours. So far, he's not focused on that, as you mentioned a minute ago. He's focused on taking a victory lap on Gaza. He's focused on Letitia James and the indictment and so forth. So it's funny. You go to the Capitol these days, and the House side is quiet because they're not there. The Senate side's lively. People are around. Reporters are everywhere. It's the strangest thing. On the one hand, there's nothing happening, but on the other hand, sort of everything's in the mix.
I think both sides, you know, have some argument. I think that, you know, obviously if healthcare premiums are going to go up for people, that's a concern. At the same time, some of these provisions were supposed to be goodnighted and to make them permanent. And I mean, those are things that a lot of people who are fiscal conservatives don't want. And so, I mean, there is a debate. It's just whether it should be surrounding a shutdown. A lot of people think that that's not a great way to go about it. But I mean, again, who am I? I don't know. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. You know, we're getting some sense about the details related to Gaza. They might not have all of the remains of those who are dead. We don't know. We don't know the condition of those alive, and we don't know if the peace will hold up. I mean, this is just a first baby step in the process. But I mean, how is it being viewed so far?
You know, it's interesting. You would have thought yesterday there'd be how can I put this? You know, a lot of good feeling about this. Congratulations. And there wasn't, for all the reasons you just said. I was at the Capitol, and people, you know, put out congratulatory statements and so forth, and they said nice things. But they also said what you just said. It's a baby step. We haven't seen the hostages released yet. They know the history here. They know how quickly everything could go awry. So people, this is a classic definition of cautious optimism, very cautious optimism. So I think people are taking it day by day, step by step. People, their expectations aren't huge. This isn't Jimmy Carter in 1978, Sadat and Begin, when he brokered that peace plan. Again, very cautiously optimistic.
We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. I looked at the Letitia James, you know, indictment, and people forget, everyone thinks she lied and said, you know, it was a primary residence. She didn't. She actually said it was a secondary, but then she used it as a rental property. So, I mean, if it's true, it's still technically against the law, but it's not nearly what the normal fraud in this department is. She actually did say it was a second home, but, you know, obviously she got him convicted on something, and now the question is, will he get her convicted on something?
Right, same thing where he's going after former FBI Director Comey, and he's mentioning Senator Schiff from California, who he also claimed had a questionable mortgage, although it appears to be the same situation as James. Look, the president's already declared them guilty, which makes me wonder how any of these people can get a fair trial. Yeah, this is extraordinary, to say the least. I was at that hearing earlier this week with Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, where they asked her about this and got, frankly, no answers. But yeah, the whole thing is has that revenge feel about it, and we'll see. We'll see. Comey was arraigned the other day, and the question is, will he ever get to trial? I mean, the legal questions are so thick.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So here we are with James, and we're all sort of waiting to see what he does with Senator Schiff.
Yeah, I mean, would you assume he will follow through with that too?
He says he's told Bondi to do something. Yeah, that was part of his Truth Social post a few weeks ago. He mentioned those three. Schiff, of course, led the impeachment in 2019, and he hates the guy. So here we go.
Anything else going on that's worth noting?
Well, you know what got lost in all this? Last night, the Senate passed this massive defense bill, which authorizes the Pentagon to keep on going for another year. And this has everything in it. You know, how many fighters, how many personnel, how much they're going to be paid, the works. Now, they still have to iron out differences with the House. But here in the midst of all this craziness, they passed arguably one of the most important pieces of legislation of the year and did it in a bipartisan fashion, frankly. So that sort of got lost in all this.
Yeah. I mean, so is there any action going to happen this weekend, or there's no chance of anything until next week?
No one knows. You know, every day we ask that question. Every day we get the same answer. No one knows. This can't go on forever. The last one went on 35 days. We're now only at day 10. When constituents start to feel the pain, that's when this thing is going to resolve itself. The last shutdown, what finally brought them to the table were the air traffic controllers who started calling in sick. But we're already seeing that. It's not moving these guys. I think where it's going to start hurting is when constituents aren't getting paychecks and they tell these congressmen, look, we don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, do something here. You're affecting my daily life. That hasn't happened yet, but yeah. I suspect it will.
Yeah, and in Connecticut, there are a lot of people out there who don't live paycheck to paycheck, but a majority of Americans do.
And, oh, of course they do.
Yeah, and I think that is a massive factor because people get nervous. It does translate you would think into action. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, David, as always.
Pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, next week. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on Brian & Company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.